fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our second hour on Wednesday, the 17th of January. Prepper tip of the day. I want to encourage all of you to consider making labels to place on your cell phones, maybe other devices as well, but cell phones at least, with your name, address, a telephone number that you can be contacted at, and put that on the back of your cell phone, cover with a heavy, clear plastic tape. If you're a single woman, you may want to use the name and address of a male friend or a male relative or maybe the place of work. So if you lose that cell phone, it can be returned to you. I've been doing this for years, and it does work. So check it out. Before the break, I was talking about a very important paper. You can download it and print it out. You can read it right there on my website if you like. This was paid for with your tax dollars, by the way. The Department of Defense paid 2 researchers to research the consequences of 2 possible future premises. This was back in around 2003, 2004, along there. Let's click on this thing. They probably give the publication date, I believe. October 2003, so they probably worked on it, I would say, better part of the year. So I would say they began work on this probably around October 2002, maybe even earlier than that. It takes a lot of work to put together a paper like this. The 2 authors are Peter Schwartz and Doug Randall. The Pentagon gave them the assignment to determine the consequences of 2 possible future, emphasis on future, scenarios. The first one, the Gulf Stream slowing down substantially. The second one, the Gulf Stream stopping. Now, once again, after our interview with Dr. Zangari, I went back and read this paper again. And while it was troublesome the first time I read it, the first several times I read it, the Gulf Stream was still more or less functioning. But reading this paper after gaining the knowledge that the Gulf Stream had in fact stopped June 12, 2010, the paper took on a whole new meaning. I refer to this as It's 22 pages, by the way. The 22 scariest pages of nonfiction you may ever read in your life. It has that potential. Here's the executive summary here. Now, before I'm going to do one paragraph here. When this paper was written, the reason the Pentagon gave these gentlemen this assignment is because the evidence was already showing the Gulf Stream slowing down. By 2003, 2000, by 2005 or so, the Gulf Stream had lost somewhere between a third and a half to a third of its mass and velocity. So they knew the Gulf Stream was in trouble. The spring of 2010, however, something else happened, and that was the British Petroleum oil spill. That would be 8 years ago this spring. That changed everything. That stopped the Gulf Loop current, which is a current in the Gulf of Mexico that used to, past tense, come out between Florida and Cuba and join up with the rest of the Gulf Stream to make it what it had been for so many centuries. So the British Petroleum oil spill broke the back of the Gulf Stream and stopped it. Executive summary. There is substantial evidence to indicate that significant global warming will occur during the 21st century. Because changes have been gradual so far and are projected to be similarly gradual in the future, the effects of global warming have the potential to be manageable for most nations. Recent research, however, suggests that there is a possibility that this gradual global warming could lead to a relatively abrupt slowing of the ocean's thermohaline conveyor, which could lead to harsher winter conditions, sharply reduced soil moisture, and more intense winds in certain regions that currently provide a significant fraction of the world's food production. With inadequate preparation, the result would be a significant drop in the human carrying capacity of the Earth's environment. Well, I'm living that right now. What does it say there? Sharply reduced soil moisture? That's why these pipes are freezing underground, because of sharply reduced soil moisture. I haven't done as much public presentation the last 2 or 3 years as I did between 2008 and I was on the road a lot. I'm still doing a few, but not as many. But in these audiences, I'll ask if there's any farmers engaged in growing grains. Corn, wheat, soybeans, rice, barley, oats, spelt, and so forth. And occasionally I get some hands raised, and I'll ask them about what's going on with the weather. And I'll confirm, because I already know the answer, I'll confirm that their business model, which is based on a 5-year cycle of one bad harvest for every 4 good ones, that business cycle is broken, and they can't count on weather anymore for their business to be dependable. That dependability of one bad harvest for every 4 good harvests has been in place for well more than a century, at least 150, going back 200 years of growing grains in North America, many generations. That cycle's broken. That dependability is broken. And these grain farmers, they confirm that whenever I ask them there in these presentations. If we have any grain farmers that would like to confirm that and give us a call, give us a call at 800-313-9443 and share that with us. I'm really a bit concerned with the area I live here in South Central Missouri with the ongoing drought. We had a drought, 4 or 5 years ago out west that a friend of mine drove from Texas to Colorado, and he saw hundreds of dead cattle along the way, dead from lack of moisture, lack of water. I'm not sure what these guys around here will do. They're very creative in keeping their businesses going, raising cattle, and they'll do what they have to do. They may have to sell off some of them, but they'll maintain as big a herd as they can, given the water that they have, hoping that the rains will come and replenish the stock ponds and have the hay grow. Because it's grass-fed beef out here. So they're dependent on two things, water for the cattle and hay for the cattle. And, of course, the hay requires water also. It would hurt our farmers, our ranchers around here directly, and it would hurt the rest of the country in terms of higher beef prices. So I see these guys at Cherville store, and I talk to them, and I get caught up in what's going on, and we'll see how that works out. These 22 pages, you really need to read them. Take a few minutes, it doesn't take long. An abrupt climate change scenario and its implications for United States national security, published October 2003. It really is important. It's only going to take a few minutes of your time. I know your time is valuable, and my time is valuable to me. I know your time is valuable to you. At my website, there's a link to the U.S. Navy's website, where, and if you scroll down to the right side, you'll see the Gulfstream has stopped, current Navy map. And when you click on that, there'll be a screen that comes and says, warning, warning, don't go here. Your computer's going to explode. Warning, warning, don't worry about it. It's not going to harm your computer. This is a common warning on many government websites. Just bypass it. The U.S. Navy publishes a new map every 24 hours showing ocean surface temperatures worldwide. Now, despite the Gulf Stream having stopped, there is still a part of a Gulf Stream. And you can see I'm going to click on here. Let's click on the current map and see what we got. Current map. And there it is. The reds and oranges are the warmer temperatures. The blues and purples and almost black, that's the colder temperatures. And you can see the Gulf Stream in kind of a hot pink coming up the east coast of the United States. It gets to about Cape Hatteras, North Carolina, and goes off towards the British Isles. I'd say maybe 200 miles, something like that. And that's it. It ends. No more Gulf Stream. I'm going to enlarge this a little bit. Let's go to 150%. Yeah. Now, just above the Gulf Stream there, you'll see dark blue and light blue indicating colder temperatures going east by northeast also. Now, I don't know if we can ever recover it. We had a screen capture taken before June of 2010 showing the Gulf Stream going all the way across the Atlantic to the British Isles. We had that posted there for several years. I'd like to get that back if we can. I'll be talking to Tim Spencer, see if he can fit it into his workload and recover that for us. It is fascinating to see what it used to be. So the weather, most weather, most of the time, is a consequence of two things. Energy coming at us from the sun and these ocean currents. That's what controls most weather most of the time. Now, there is man-made manipulation of weather. That's well documented and well understood. My friend Professor McKinney talks about that occasionally. But when it comes to most weather most of the time, it's a consequence of those two things. Energy from the sun and what these ocean currents do and don't do. So you need to understand this. You really do. Because it's affecting our entire planet. Okay, let's go back to my website and see there, thelibertyman.com. And back to field training USS Liberty, December 31st, 2018. Number four, widespread terrorist attacks. They've been sporadic. The Religion of Peace attacking innocent human beings. There hasn't been one for a while. I think we're probably past due for another visit by the Religion of Peace somewhere in Europe or the United States or someplace else. And they will do what they do, which is murder as many innocent human beings as they can with a truck running people down or a knife attack or a gun attack or suicide bomber, whatever they choose, maybe hijacking another airplane. Why not? But that's a matter of situational awareness, avoiding places where those are more likely events to happen, large venues, and there's plenty of large venues, airports, sporting events, shopping malls. Lots of places that would be attractive to the Religion of Peace. If there was enough of them, and they got serious about targeting infrastructure such as the power grid, they could really, really disrupt our country if they chose to. That hasn't been the case so far. Last but not least, natural or man-made EMP. Something I've spent a lot of time on. I've interviewed Dr. Peter Pry here on this show. It'll be, I think, 2 years ago this coming spring. Dr. Pry was in charge of the team of scientists and engineers appointed by the government to determine what EMP can and what it cannot do, both natural and man-made. Well, natural EMP happens on a regular basis. The most dangerous one we're aware of that hit the planet was in 1859, called the Carrington event. Coronal mass ejection is a proper term for it, not EMP. Coronal mass ejection. Charged particles coming at us from the sun that when they hit the earth, they charge up barbed wire fencing and starting fires, which happened in 1859. Charged up the wires that connected the telephone offices together, telegraph offices, I meant to say, starting fires in the telegraph offices in 1859. A Carrington event hitting Earth in 2018 could knock out most of the planet, if not all the planet, in terms of modern electronics. What a devastating event that would be. Man-made EMP can be anywhere from a small device that would take out a city block to one that could take out an entire country. The smaller ones could be based on a conventional explosive, a regular old dynamite. The bigger ones would be nuclear devices set off in the upper atmosphere, 50, 100, 200 miles high, depending on the device and what they wanted to accomplish. There's been some Hollywood attention to this. In the form of films, the most recent one being the new version of Red Dawn, where an EMP weapon is used. The mid-1980s miniseries called America, spelled with a K. America doesn't have any, was knocked out and taken over by Russia. And they don't say how, but if you read the book, when we've got the prologue, Tim Spencer very graciously typed it out, and it's there. Let's see here. Scroll down the right side, America spelled with a K, prologue. So you can read the prologue. It's only a few pages. And it'll tell you how Russia took over the United States is with an EMP attack. They don't say that in the miniseries. It's an interesting miniseries and entertaining to watch it, and has somewhat informative. I'm going to go back to the violent earth changes for a moment, which brings up another matter. And we have a break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
Thank you. Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 17th of January. A quick reminder, if you want to incorporate CBD oil, hemp oil, into your regimen, we have the highest quality hemp oil and CBD oil available at my website under Cannaway on the left side of my homepage. The violent earth changes. There was a premise, and I believe there's some truth to it, that the belief system and the powers that be include having to inform us of what's going to happen in the future. Now, if you're making a Hollywood feature film, these things cost many millions of dollars these days. Getting anything on that film, everything that's on there, I should say, is there by design. Nothing is left to chance. Everything down to the smallest detail is very carefully orchestrated. Which brings us to the section on my website. In red letters on the left side, it says the following: global sea level rise, coincidence, or foreshadow? Question mark? Coincidence or foreshadow? It's been now 4 or 5, maybe even 6 years ago. I don't recall how long ago. One of our listeners found a map of the world with different coastlines. It was in the film The Godfather, 1972. What was that, 46 years ago? The Godfather, 1972. The Godfather, the character of The Godfather, is in the Vatican for a meeting with a high-level Vatican official. The room is probably 1,500, 2,000 years old with 20-foot ceilings. And there's a mosaic on the wall, a mural on the wall, I should say, a mural, a map of the world with different coastlines. So we thought, well, that's interesting. We'll put that on my website. And it was there for a number of years. It was down, and then we got it back up finally. A year ago this month, one of you listeners out there opened the floodgates with the following. A image of North America with new coastlines and a TV show. Now, that's the second image. I just clicked on it. The TV show was Highway Patrol starring Broderick Crawford. Now, for you youngsters out there, you don't know what TV was 60 years ago, but I did because I was 10 years old. I was 12, well, 59. I would have been 12 years old when this TV show was broadcast. And I was a big fan of Highway Patrol. I liked it. I tried to catch every episode I could. Black and white. There was 3 TV stations. Not 20 or 30 or 150 or 200. There were 3. Everybody in the United States had their choice any given evening, 7 days a week, day or night, to watch their choice of 3 different TV shows. That was it. And Highway Patrol was hugely popular. They were top of the heap for their time slot. So I'm looking at this map here. It's about 3 by 5 feet, black and white. This movie was the TV show with black and white. It is the Navy map. It really is the Navy map. There's different versions of the Navy map, but this is one version where you've got the East Coast underwater, the Gulf Coast states underwater, an inland sea stretching up towards Lake Michigan. This one doesn't connect all the way up to Lake Michigan. And then parts of the West Coast underwater also. The character, the Highway Patrol homicide detective, he's in the office of a petroleum executive investigating a murder case he's working on. There's no connection between this map and the murder case or the plot or the premise of the TV show. None whatsoever. It's just there. Now you can see Broderick Crawford's in right profile. His forehead is right there by Portland, Oregon. Great image. Nice and clear and sharp. That opened the floodgates, like I said. Moving down the line, we have Superman. We've got Hunger Games. Talk about hugely popular. They tend to pick the winners. With a few exceptions. Most of these images, most of the time, are hugely popular movies or TV shows. Hugely popular. Then we go to A Beautiful Mind. Then we have Superman Returns. This next one, we're still looking for a crystal clear sharp image from NCIS. How many people watch that every week? Tens of millions of people. Here's our break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We're continuing our Energy Cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an Energy Cleaner, $70 off retail, and a mattress pad, 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the Energy Cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get Energy Cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with. And, of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, you get the chance to buy the Energy Cleaner $70 off retail and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number and your email address on the postcard, and we wish you the best of luck. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We are back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 17th of January. If you have joint pain, if you have arthritis pain, if you have back pain, not getting a great night's sleep, well, you need to do what hundreds of people have done. They've got themselves an Energy Cleaner. My friend Ted in Hawaii, he's now, I think he bought Energy Cleaner number 6 the other day. And I'm seeing that more and more people buying their second, third, fourth, fifth units because they're getting relief, and they want to make sure the people they care about get relief. Also, Diane Zerger up there in the frozen Northland, she's bought more than a dozen of these units. Why would these educated, resourceful, productive people buy the second unit, or let alone the third, fourth, or fifth, if the first one didn't work? Well, obviously, there's a reason why they do work. I'm offering a 90-day money-back guarantee on Energy Cleaner. So you're risking nothing when you buy an Energy Cleaner. It'll most likely work for you. Most people these days are going ahead and getting a mattress pad at the get-go. It's the most comfortable way to use the Energy Cleaner, most efficient, far better than these homemade aluminum screen pads, which will work, by the way. But they're not all that comfortable, and they eventually start breaking apart. from, they're not, aluminum screen wire is meant for windows, not for people's elbows and knees. The energy claim is $285, should be included, American zip codes. Yes, I take PayPal, MasterCard, Visa, Diners Club, American Express. You send a check, just get my address, it's right there at the website, mail me a check, I'll mail you an energy cleaner, it's my home business. Toll-free airline, 24 hours a day, here it is, 800-592-9543, I say again, 800-592-9543. These images are fascinating, and it's been a project of the listeners. How many hundreds of thousands of hours of TV shows and movies the past 60 years. We found a few more than 60 years old, but most of them have been 60 years or newer. One person could not possibly watch all that, but we have people that have a hobby of watching movies and TV shows, and they keep a sharp lookout. Before the break, I was talking about NCIS. I don't know how much money that show generates in revenue, but it has to be in the millions of dollars in revenue generated from advertising on NCIS. One of the characters in the film, in the TV show, is the director. The director has an office, a very nice wood paneled office, dark wood paneling. On the wall, facing the audience, it originally wasn't framed, but now it's framed, a nice gold frame, I believe, with its own light illuminating it, a map of North America with new coastlines. Here's the challenge. The challenge is to find a nice, clear, sharp version of that map. So far, we have not. The one you can see is kind of fuzzy, but you can tell Florida's underwater, Baja California's gone. You can tell that much, at least. So, if you're an NCIS fan, you can find an image of one of these episodes with a nice, clear, sharp, crystal clear, sharp version of that map, you get that screen capture to me, and you get your choice of any of my 5 DVDs as a thank you. If you find an image on any movie or any TV show, get that screen capture to me, and you get your choice of any of my 5 DVDs as a thank you. Fascinating project. Here's one of our older ones right below that. Captain Midnight, 1955. That was a popular children's TV show. I believe I watched it when I was a boy. Then we go to Elysium, which shows the African continent with different coastlines. Dancing with the Stars, a kind of stylized version, but we got it posted there. Then a poster on the wall of a restaurant in Austin, Texas. It's kind of interesting. Next film is Tyler Perry's A Madea Christmas. Let's click on that. That's one of the more interesting images. You've got a classroom of students. I'm not a real good judge of children's ages. I would guess around fifth grade. Could be fourth, could be sixth. I'm going to guess around fifth grade. And right in the center of the image, on the wall behind the students, is a map of the world, and it is not the map of the world that we're used to. With no Florida, no Baja California, and there's other things there. You have to really enlarge it to see the details. So the heading on the map says, Relief of the Ocean Floor. Next one down, the Miami story. Now, this is what I would call a B-grade crime story that takes place in Miami in the early 1950s. And this map is basically a duplication of the map that's in Highway Patrol. They're only separated by 4 years. Nice, crystal clear, sharp map of North America. It is the Navy map. There's no doubt about it. And they've been at this quite a while, haven't they? Look magazine, one of the more interesting ones. Now, once again, for you youngsters, Look magazine was in a sizable percentage of American homes every month. Large format, full color, hugely popular publication, Look magazine. So the article has to do with UFOs. And here's the title of the article: Hunt for the Flying Saucer. So they've got North America here. They don't include Canada or Mexico. So it's just the lower 48. It's a Navy map. Clearly, obviously, the Navy map. And they got superimposed on top of it these discs. They look like little saucer-type things. Look like almost like click pigeons, actually. At all the locations of the sightings of these flying discs. And it says, whatever it is, the Air Force must hunt for the flying saucer. And it says below that in small print, this map scared the Pentagon. It pinpoints unexplained flying saucer sightings across the nation with concentrations near vital defense installations. How about that? Doesn't say anything about it being the Navy map. I wouldn't expect it to. Below that, the Discovery Channel had a broadcast August of this year. And the TV show was about the FBI attempting to find the Unabomber. So there's an image of these FBI agents in their office discussing the Unabomber case. On the wall behind them is a Navy map in full color. We got a caller on hold here. We got Mike in Idaho. Good morning, Mike.
Morning, John. Well, I was still in the service in California in the early, about 1972. The Navy had released a report, in case people wonder how the coastline can change, that they had discovered a cavern off the California coast. I can't remember the depth, but it was approximately 40 to 50 feet in height and extended as far back as Sacramento. So if they have the San Andreas Fault, have to do something, and that much of California drops 50 feet, that's a lot of water displacement.
It is.
And
I've heard about that cave. Yeah.
Yeah, they actually had a pretty good show on it and some information about it, and I haven't been able to find any more about it. That was the same year they dispatched another ship to go out into the triangle to do research, and it was called the Cyclops. It was looking for another ship called Cyclops that disappeared, and then there was never anything else. And I've tried to research, and I can't find anything on a ship called the Cyclops. But while I was still working at NASA, I wish I'd taken some pictures. I can't remember where it was at, but in some of the public area buildings, there were actually some maps of the world depicted as what you're talking about with different coastlines now.
Really?
Yes,
really?
Sir.
And which NASA location was it?
That was at Kennedy Space Center,
okay.
Cape Canaveral, whichever way you want to call it.
Okay.
In Florida.
And what period of time was this?
I was working there from 1981, 82 to 90. Excuse me. So it was in that time frame between 81 and 90.
Okay.
But you get to look at it, and people kind of figure you can't change the coastline like that. But, if California dropped that far, that would do a lot of changing.
No kidding. Yeah.
Unfortunately, I don't know if you can find that report anymore. It was public at the time, but it seems like a lot of these things have just suddenly been taken off the network or any way that you can find them for some reason. And whatever the reason may be, I guess they don't want people to believe it can happen. But
No.
We know as well. Well, you talk about, I can't remember the island over, if it slides off and hits the ocean, what it's going to do to the East Coast. And
that's the Canary Islands.
That's been around for a long time. But I wish, I don't have any more contacts at NASA. I've been gone quite a while. But
right.
There was some
right.
interesting things there on that.
Yeah, that's the Canary Islands that have that issue.
Yeah.
It's happened before, and it's a matter of time before it happens again.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you this much, and not so much how I know it, but there had been a team dispatched over there to try to see, because there's a large amount of caverns under there, honeycombs, opens to try to prevent said terrorist organization or whatever from planting charges in there and trying to make it slide. And I can't tell you how I found out about that, but
well, you don't that need to. That's fine.
Yeah, that doesn't fall under the years. So,
well, that's the Canary Islands are Spanish territory, and hopefully there's been some things put in place to keep terrorists from doing that.
Yes, sir. I agree. But it's interesting. If I can find anybody that I can still find, because you would have a very clear map of a different coastline around the world.
But, right.
But it's known. All right, John.
Listen, we appreciate the call. We appreciate the verification. Thank you, Mike. Your call number is 800. Thank you, sir. 800-313-9443. Let's look at these FBI agents. So these images span decades. We got the female FBI agent on the right, one male FBI agent seated, and another FBI agent standing. They're in a conference room. It's like just a plain old standard American conference room with a carpeted floor. These 2x4 foot, well, at least like 2x2 foot ceiling tiles with a suspended ceiling. Two whiteboards, one on the left, one on the wall behind, freestanding whiteboard on the left, and a whiteboard on the wall. And right between the two FBI agents, the two male FBI agents, is this map. It looks like about, maybe 2x3 feet, full color of North America, and it's a Navy map. It is a Navy map. I just enhanced it here a little bit to 200% to give it a little bit more clarity. And let's go. That's enough of that one. So we'll go back to my website. This one kind of caught me off guard. It's just a couple months ago. The TV show is called Louisiana Flip and Move. This is a TV show about men and women who buy property, typically residential, do some fixing up, cleaning, painting, remodeling, whatever it might be. Then they resell it, and that's called flipping. So here's the image. It's a framed image of a map of the world. Below it, it says master bedroom, so it's supposed to be a photograph taken in the master bedroom. And if you look at the map here, it's black and white, by the way. I'm going to enlarge this a little bit. And you see, Mexico's underwater. Oh, Florida's gone. Oh, Baja California's gone. And map of the world. Right. That's that deal there. Smithsonian Channel Aerial America. I don't remember this one. This is Smithsonian, and they show most of North America gone underwater. And inland sea, taking out the rock, Kansas, Nebraska, the Dakotas, and so forth, underwater. A little bit of Texas still there, East Coast gone, Gulf Coast gone, and so forth. Pretty scary map. It's not the usual Navy map. California's underwater. West Coast underwater and so forth. Okay. 1997 film Contact. These aren't terribly good images, I have to admit. The setting is dark. This movie was 20 years ago, 21 years ago, but it's there's different coastlines on these maps, and so that we included them. I think they need to be there. 1957, 61 years ago. Here we go. Another Navy map, black and white. Looks like about 3x6 feet, give or take a little bit. on a wall, mounted on a wall. It's framed. It looks like it's the Navy map. East Coast gone, Gulf Coast gone, inland sea, California, partly underwater. 1957. Another 1957 movie called The 27th Day. And these maps aren't all that good, but they're clearly not the usual map that I would expect to see. And there we go. Now, there is another Navy map. Not terribly good, but you can tell it's a Navy map. Here's our break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth?
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday the 17th. Before we get to our next caller, there's something called predictive programming. And here's how this works. Everything you've ever, since that doctor first held you upside down and smacked your bare bottom when you were being born, everything you've ever seen, heard, tasted, or touched is part of your subconscious. Literally tens of millions of people worldwide, especially in the United States, have seen these images. My friend Rick has made a very nice collage. I want to get a nice photograph of that if I can from Rick. Rick, if you're listening, I want a nice photograph of that collage of all these images on the wall at one time. It's something that would be helpful for us. Our caller is Glenn in Philadelphia. Good morning, Glenn. Can't hear you, Glenn.
Space before the end. Can you hear me?
Go ahead. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Can you hear me now? Okay, very good. I just thought I'd touch base with you before the end of the show. It seems that the cold weather precipitation causes caller evaporation. Everybody's out shoveling, scraping, and sweeping and stuff. That's what I've been doing this morning. Busy here at work. But I just thought that was interesting. When you're talking about the day after tomorrow type stuff and the weather and the maps and all, you know, we're going back and forth. We hear about global warming, climate change. And then some of the interesting things are the possibilities of like a mini ice age, and that these mini ice ages can have their onset in as few as like 3 years. You know, you can see the changes in over about a 3 year period, and then boom, you're in the thick of it. So with the solar minimum stuff, the effects of the Gulf oil disaster on the current, I'm blanking on the name of the current that stopped. But what's the current that stopped?
The Gulf Stream.
The Gulf Stream and the North Atlantic Drift is the one that turns over towards Britain. But, you know, the stopping of that, the effects of Fukushima on the oceans and stuff, it certainly does seem like there's a pretty colossal, you know, Earth effects going on. But the mini ice age thing, we're going to have, you know, if that's the case, if we're going into a colder as opposed to ultimately a warmer period, I don't know how all this plays together. You know, the melting of the ice caps on the one hand, and yet the weather being erratic. Erratic seems to be the word that applies.
So, erratic is a good descriptive word for what's going on, that's for sure.
Yeah. But anyway. All right, yeah, okay. I didn't have anything that much to say. I just noticed what a quiet day it was. And I'm just thinking a lot of people are probably busy with the effects of the weather.
They are.
Okay. Have a good one.
Glenn, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. We don't have time for any more callers this morning. Tomorrow, Tim Spencer may be with us. We'll see. Tom Berryhill, we'll spend 24 minutes talking about the energy cleaner. Friday, Tom will be back with us talking about emergency survival communications. First hour, second hour, we'll have Dr. Phil Myers talking about health-related matters and give us our health tip of the week. Always fascinating discussions. In the meantime, get your medical supplies, your energy cleaner, your essential oils now while you can, your firearms ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
Folks, CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.